I suppose I might as well do some kind of recap on today. I don't know if I will keep on doing all of these as time progresses and we're no longer having quite the intensity of training that I had whilst on class. But today is day 9, the first full day at home with Gio. It's been quite interesting, quite eye-opening in some ways. The main feature of it has been he's just been quite restless and wanting to do something the whole time. It was just the piglet toy, and then he found a rope toy, and then when I hung that up and suggested that he had to lie down for a bit, he went away and he found an old bone of Vance's that was hidden away in a bucket. I didn't even know it was there. I don't mean an outside bucket. I mean like a little plastic bucket that keep a few things in by the door, like shoe polish and stuff. But he managed to find this bone in there. Once he got fed up of that, I moved it to one side. He then went and found a way into the wardrobe with the dog box in. Now, I thought I'd shut the door, but I must have left a crack because he had opened it up and then kept on presenting me with more and more toys, including the one that you could hear squeaking then. And now we have toys everywhere. And my life is filled with the sound of squeaking and crunching and thumping and a dog charging about. And every now and again, him appearing and pushing something onto me and putting his chin on me and saying, "Oh, come and play with me." And I'm going, "No, I'm tired now." Oh, it's a bit of a shock, I have to say. But it then occurred to me, it's obvious what the answer is. Because we can't go out. We've been stuck indoors all day, and he's a doggy who is used to working and used to going out and having walks and things, and this is what happens when he doesn't get them. And I dare say that if I left him alone without any stimulation, he would find something to do. You can see how, and I'm not suggesting that he would necessarily immediately be going over to doing this, but you can see how dogs that need lots of attention and exercise and stuff, you can see how they can become destructive when they're left. You know, he is a dog that is absolutely full of energy, we're certainly going to be needing to get out and do stuff once qualified, which is going to be fun for me, because I've been used to having a dog who has been increasingly sedentary for the past year or so, and yeah, I think at times I've been a bit lazy and haven't always taken him out quite as much as I ought to have done in the latter amount of time. And so I need to up my game, we need to be getting out and doing stuff. He absolutely adores working, and that was absolutely clear when I was on class. And the sooner we can start doing that again, the better, I think. In terms of everything else, he seems to be settling well. He seems to be happy here. He lies in different places. Last night he slept by my bed for a good chunk of the time. Spending is no worse than it was in the hotel. We're still not brilliant. Tried spending him for a good amount of time this evening, and that was after he indicated to the door, but he didn't do anything. I don't really want to let him out on his own because I won't know where he's deposited his number twos. Licking the bowl dry now. But tomorrow afternoon, Becca will be over and we can talk about routes and stuff, and hopefully get going with a few. So that Mr. Gio here gets a little bit of exercise in and feels like he's burning up that energy that at the moment is whizzing round and round inside him and causing him to want to do lots of stuff. Is that so, Mr. Gio? Yeah? You wanting to do things? Where are you? Come here. Over there somewhere. Come on, come here. He's licking his lips. Come on, Gio. Come. Come on, come here. Ugh. Okay, just out of reach for me. Oh well, so that's today, really. I need to. Ooh, that is really soggy. Everything that gets played with Geo gets really soggy. But anyway, oh, what's he found now? Sounds like the bone. Oh, is that coming my way, is it now? Oh yes, he's delivering the big bone to me. Thank you. I'm not throwing that, if that's what you're expecting. Funny dog. I need to cook now. I had a huge Ocado order yesterday. And then I've been snacking. And I need to eat properly. And be a good boy myself. So that we can both work together. He sounds really contented with the bone, at least. I think it's one of those smoked one or something. It's really big and hard and presumably sterilised or something, but and Vance has had it from pretty well day one. Oh. Thank you. Did you have to dump that on me? Because that's all soggy and yucky. It's a squeaky toy that Mum got. She's actually surviving quite well. You're very insistent that I should have it, aren't you? I think I need to put some toys away. We've got too much out. It's killing it. Oh, don't put it on my foot. It's disgusting. Disgusting dog. What do we do with you? Ugh. I'll throw this one. Wait for it. Go. It will come back there. Just like a boomerang. And it's back. And it's gone again. And this could go on endlessly. But I think I need to put a stop to it and have a bit of a rest. And, well, let him have a bit of a rest and let me cook. Anyway, that was day 9. this is definitely different. But I'm looking forward to working him. Oh, back again. Thank you, sir. Okay. Oh, and he caught it midair. Very good. You're good at that, aren't you? Yeah. Clever boy.